John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. My colleagues, Joseph Umar and Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal, are here. This is the New World Report, and we turn to Guatemala. Guatemala is in the news. The Economist has featured it, talking about its rule of law and its governance and its judgeships. However, Guatemala is in the news, not the least because the Vice President of the United States, Vice President Harris, is said to have had a conversation with the new president of Guatemala about the Great Migration. But our attention right now is to a news report about Guatemala and the rule of law. Maria, you have information about this that is not readily available to me. Will you explain what is going on in Guatemala, this news report of judgeships being undermined and the rule of law slipping under the new president? Is that accurate?
No, that's not accurate, and that's one of the efforts that the left do whenever they need to promote their causes, which always are causes that apparently are just causes, but they distort them. It's exactly what they do with the cause of racism, with the cause of environment, that they distort the truth. And let me tell you that about 4 years ago, I had the privilege to be invited because some NGOs of Guatemala saw a speech that I did in our Congress against the peace accord, which was going to give everything to the criminals. So when I got there, I could observe myself how these civil society NGOs, especially built by women, that was very surprising to me. Most of them were women. They wanted women, not political and leader women, just common people that were very scared on losing their democracy. And all these happened because with the support of the United Nations and also the USAID, they built a tribunal specialized on anti-corruption. So the idea is wonderful that you help us on fight corruption, but these ideas could turn into a monster because the judge that came up to this tribunal, named CICIG, funded by the U.S. and by the United Nations, they start violating all the judicial warranties of the civilians. They start prosecuting entrepreneurial without any evidence rather than an ideological prosecution. So they start fighting against this kind of tribunal. And also you could see how the Constitutional Court that was their members were mostly from the left, five members. They start also prosecuting all the private sector. And you see in the index of economic freedom made by I think it's the Heritage Foundation and the Cato, they make difference, but it's the freedom. Guatemala start to be very far from being a secure state. Secure meaning of judicial securing private property on rights. So all this fight, I have been living it with them all these years because they have the threat of getting into power to a communist president. They won. They got all the support of the Christian churches in Guatemala that are very active and are conservative. And also with Jimmy Morales, they made a deal with President Trump that could stop all these migration issues. And they start building a secure migration. However, everything turns upside down with the new U.S. government. Jimmy Morales left the power and came the Jean Matei, which is the new president. He tried to keep some policies of Jimmy Morales. Jimmy Morales kicked out that tribunal despite the efforts of the U.S. government, the Ambassador Robinson, all the leftist agenda pushed that were trying to keep the tribunal anti-corruption, but what they did was horrible. And now they try to put this Gloria Porras judge as being a rock star against anti-corruption, but they are not aware or don't want to tell the public that she is a Marxist. She has been prosecuting former army members, despite that the peace accord was defeated in a plebiscite, like in Colombia. They introduced them illegally in the Congress, and the amnesty helped the guerrilla to live in freedom and the military to stay their whole lives in prison. So that's the things as they are. And it will be good also to check out on a journalist named Impunity Observer is his webpage. Steve Hecht, which is an American who has been living in Guatemala about 40 years ago. I'm going to send him this article because it's good to have the contrast.
Joseph, Guatemala is in the news right now because of the border crisis. What Maria describes, however, is a country that is brittle, very brittle. These recent changes, the new president, Giamatta, I believe his name is, and all of these changes that have taken place with the exit of Morales, does that in any way make the migration crisis worse? We have about a minute. Is it deteriorating?
It is deteriorating, John, but I'd say, you know, what Vice President Harris needs to consider when she talks to President Giamatta is one of the problems that you have in Guatemala is what the Latin phrase would say, quis custodia ipsos custodes, who will guard the guards?
Right.
These anti-corruption efforts have problems because they don't have any transparency. And that's what we saw with CICIG. CICIG essentially had some level of impunity in Guatemala to even supersede the national authorities and the judicial system in the country to be able to incarcerate and intimidate political opponents of the leftists and by extension of the United Nations that were supporting him. And so I think that's a core problem that she's going to have to address with President Giamatta in their phone call.
I'm speaking with Joseph Umar, Secure Free Society Executive Director, and Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia legislature. She's in Bogota. Guatemala is a major, major concern because of the great migration, because of this flow that's continuing of people from the Northern Triangle and farther south and around the world towards the American border. We're going to turn to Cuba. Cuba has a prominent place in the regime in Caracas. What about Havana? I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.